Welcome to episode 2 of Frequency 500. I'm Lynn Schuessler-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Haynes.
And we are so excited that you're here. And Brooke, I know you feel this way too. Let's just start with some major gratitude for
yes.
all the people who tuned in and listened, right, to the very first episode of Frequency 500. Say something about that.
Oh, you know, I was like, if we have 150 listeners in 3 months, that would be huge. And we're like on track to get that in our first month.
Yes, yes.
And so the thing that is so awesome about it is it's not about the number. It's about all the places we get to choose to put our attention.
Mm.
And that many people have chosen to put their attention, give us their attention. Like they listened, they took their precious time and listened to that episode. And and that to me was just huge. And I'm grateful for them. And it excites me and it creates fuel to the fire. And I'm just so happy for this episode right here.
Well, I am too. And I just want to say though, you know, this whole experience of the first episode and it went out and, you know, taking what I'll call imperfect action, right? In 48 hours, we changed everything and here we go, right? And we just did it anyway. And you know, there was plenty about that episode that if I were really picky, I might say, oh, let's change this or let's change that. But what was so phenomenal to me was I felt it as shared experience. I felt it as this shared energy, this energetic place, almost like a physical place to be with the people who were messaging me and saying, wow. And, you know, just, and that watching the number of listens go up over the last little bit of time and all of that, just, it felt like shared experience. And that's really what we're going for, right? Is shared experience.
You really nailed it right there, because another thing is, like, when someone would say something about it, or when they would express their excitement or their, you know, for it, I felt like I was pulling them in. And that's what you're saying, is that shared experience. It's like, oh, they're in the vortex of this journey with us. Like they're a part of this. Oh, she's such a great energy to throw in on this, right? And he's the person that can really put a wonderful mesh with the energy and the momentum and where it's going. So yeah, shared energy. That is definitely my experience as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this time we're going to talk a little bit more about what we're doing here and why and that sort of stuff. And I want to say this really clearly. Brooke and I together have about 60 years of combined spiritual journey and study, and on all kinds of various levels, not much of which matters to anybody but us, right? but there's a lot that we could talk about, and we may say things like, you know, I read this the other day and this is who it was, and this is, you know, what the concept was. Or what we're really talking about here are universal spiritual principles that will support us all in raising our frequency. And the why of it is because when we do that, when we do our inner work, when we do our one thing within us that is reaching for those things at the higher end of the scale, right? Gratitude and love and enlightenment and all those things, right? When we do those things, we are really contributing to the world. And the world needs us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Brooke, I want to ask you a question. Why now, right? Mm-hmm. So why is this important now? Why did it come up in our journey now? Why now, on whatever level you want to make that conversation?
Yeah, and to kind of go back on what you said about, you know, what does it mean that we have 60 years of combined experience in a spiritual journey? Well, where we came up with that number was, when did you start looking at personal development and religion and spiritual spiritual stuff to start helping thrive and diving into those things. When was that? And what age did you really start picking up your first, whether it was the Bible or the book or the whatever, and use that as a tool to feel good and to feel better and to have guidance and to understand as much as we want to understand about the world. And so for me, you know, I came up with the at that age, and she picked her age or when she remembered her first pivotal moment. And that's where we came together with this. And the version of me that's showing up here today, it's not about the knowledge anymore. It's about it's no longer about what tools am I learning in order to get to this X place to feel this way, this specific way I want to feel. Now I'm learning that I feel that way. And when I don't, I know what I need to do to feel that way. And I've really integrated a lot of what I've learned. And it's not as head knowledge. It feels like in my heart and stomach is where it's coming from now. And the reason why I think now is the time is because now it's the time for the world. I think we're energetically lined up with it, with the stars, the moon, the planet, the world, the traumas, which I know you can talk about, Lynn, and where we are as a human being. And now is the time where we can start coming out of I need more knowledge and into I am and I already am.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. And I love what you said about it. It's not about the knowledge. And it's not about, you know, somebody said to us, Brooke and I did a little, I don't know what it was. I'll call it a workshop for a lack of a better word, this past week. And somebody said to us, oh, my toolbox needs to get bigger for this. Right. So we have this spiritual toolbox and it has all these things in it. Right. And it's kind of like throw out the toolbox is what I want to say to the person who said, oh, my toolbox just had to get bigger to contain this. I'm like, just throw away the toolbox. Right. But it's true that, you know, we live in a physical world and we live in a world where we have to deal with things. And so having tools in a toolbox can be just as simple as a thought process that we use to get through a day or a week or whatever. It's not that we're going to throw those out, but I really think the whole thing that you mentioned too about the world, right? Why now is because where we are in our evolution as human beings and as a planet, not just the human beings on the planet, but energetically as a planet. And so I think, you know, there've never been as many people as there are now on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We are at a population that has never been this big. And all of that population is contributing energetically to the collective consciousness, right? And we've had a lot in that experience in the last, well, pick a number, but I'll just say 60 years. In the last 60 years, we've had a lot of increasing levels of stress and trauma. And we've also had increasing levels of awareness. We've had increasing levels of understanding and compassion. But there are so many more people that what I see, the why now for Frequency 500 is because it's always been throughout history, the minority, the small minority of people who are reaching for, who are even aware of a concept called enlightenment, who are aware of a concept called unconditional love, who are even aware, right, of living from a space of generosity, say, or those higher level frequencies. And so it's that minority. Well, when all of this stress and trauma has grown and the population has grown, we need the minority to grow too, right? The world is calling to us to step up and show up as our best selves. And that is as simple for me as choosing. And it's always a choice as choosing an intention, an organizing principle that keeps me on the path of doing that and helps me to inspire others to come too. Right. Mm.
Yeah, we could use the whole rest of the episode to unpack everything you just said. but one thing I really caught my attention that made me totally forget about what I was going to say is the fact that when you said, when you were talking about the world needs us to show up, and also, and I was starting to think, yes, and we get to create it. Now let's dive into this part, because where right now we are becoming more aware and we are seeing how much we do get to create, and we can just set forth an intention, or just the awareness alone shifts. And at the same time, it's happening when violence is growing, when enlightenment is growing, when more people are turning to religion, more people are also hurting each other, and you get to create, and it's up to you. And you can choose a way that feels good, that feels right, and that is proactive for the world, that's thriving for the world.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing about this whole world thing I want to really emphasize is that I don't think a lot of people feel like they have the capacity to change the world.
I don't think they know that they do. Right. I do too. And you know,
think that one small thing, right? Mother Teresa said, do small things with love, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's really one of the first things I want people to hear us say is, we're not saying you have to go, if it's not yours to do, you have to go like start a nonprofit that's going to save the world or something. What we're saying is, look around you at your sphere of influence. Look around you at your daily life. Where are the places that you can set an intention? You know, I've started writing down what it's an intention, but I call it an organizing principle for my week. So I've started writing down, literally pen and paper, old fashioned writing down, and I'm an electronics girl, writing down an organizing principle for the week, and I put it somewhere that I can look at it all week. And it helps me to stay focused and remember. Not focused. I don't even want to say focused. I just want to say it reminds me that organizing principle is important to me and I want to live from it, right? Mm-hmm. And it can be as small as, you know, your organizing principle this week might be as something like, I want to be friendly to everybody I meet, the people in my house, the people I see when I go out of my house, you know, the cat, the dog, everybody. I want to be super friendly and look at the world through the eyes of friendly this week.
Yeah.
Right.
It can be that simple. And, you know, back to what we were talking about, the gentleman who said toolbox, right? Someone said it's more to my toolbox. And while it isn't just a toolbox, we have these things in place for when we're not feeling as aligned, or when, you know, it's supposed to be a journey. It is a roller coaster. I used to think it was this moment I would have arrived and that's where I stay. But now I realize it's a constant roller coaster and I need to pull from the toolbox during times. And these are things you could pull from that toolbox. And one thing that, there's so many things I want to say. One thing is that the small things, you were talking about the small things. And the small things could be just like when we saw that video about the person who poured love into the coffee cup. Like, we're not talking that you have, like you said, well, you don't have to build a mission. You don't have to go change the world. I used to think I was here to change the world. Like, then I realized there's nothing to really change. It's all inside of me to show up and do and be how I want to be. They've been saying it on the door magnets for years, right? Be the change you want to see in the world. That's what we're talking about. So if you're a barista and you're pouring coffee, you can pour your energy into every cup of that coffee and to be intentional about what energy you're pouring into that coffee. And that is how you might change the world. And because you have you've intentionally understood the energy you have when you're doing something. And when you're doing something, it affects the thing that you're doing and the people around you when you do it. And that alone is enough. Just being you is enough.
Yeah.
And it's, and we did a thing in that workshop thingy, whatever we called it. And it was interesting because we did what we showed people about the power of amplification. And the thing was called stepping into your 2023 vision, right? And so if, and some might say, well, I thought you were going to, we were like, create a vision and step into it. Well, we did. And we did it by you, the people expressing what they saw. And then we had other people amplify the feelings and the brilliance of it.
Yes.
That is nothing. That's the difference between information and integration. We were all integrating with each other at that time through feelings and thoughts and desires. That, my friends, is how that we show up and we help ourselves integrate the things that we learn in the toolbox and have, you know, things that support it.
So yes. I want to say more about that because, you know, amplification as a practice, right? When someone shares something with you that's their thought or their dream or their vision of what they want to create in the world or something they're going to go for, a goal, maybe they would call it. And then this amplification process of coming back to them and say, just, you know, taking in it energetically of where they are and how excited they are. And then amplifying it back to them. Wow, the brilliance I see in that or the opportunity I see in that for you is, you know, and just really getting into it with them. That is such a wonderful expression of it's such a wonderful gift, right? That, and mm-hmm. I think we give ourselves the gift as well as we give it to them, because you can't do that without tuning in energetically to the feeling tone of that excitement they're sharing, that thing they're sharing, right? And that's another way that we just show up friendly, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody even said that to me recently when we were talking about amplification, you know, why do people react so big to that idea? Because haven't you ever just been nice to somebody? And I was like, exactly. So what if we all walked around with the intention of amplifying everybody we meet's dreams? What if we, and that's not any different than saying, what if we walk around friendly? Right.
Yeah. It's, and present.
Like, how about we just walk around being this, like, you remember in the Charlie Brown cartoons, Pigpen, the little kid with the dust cloud that followed him around? What if instead of a dust cloud, we all walked around with just like this, I'm here to amplify all the good you got to put out into the world energy around us, kind of like Pigpen's cloud, only it's like amplification of positive energy. Like, yes.
Ooh, it just kind of made me emotional. And then what I saw and heard and in this is, it reminds me of when I was a child and you were in line. I was in line at Walmart or Walgreens. That's actually what I was picturing at Walgreens. And everything is so present. So if I'm looking at the person behind me or if I'm looking at something, I'm so present that I would just be into that moment and talk to someone or ask them questions. And because just personally who I was and am, it was always a positive. I mean, it was always like a curiosity or like, I like your this or something. Mm-hmm. And it was so magical. And that's who I was for years and years and years until I got busy. And when I got busy, I don't look at the people in line anymore. Or I don't think I have enough bandwidth to talk to them. Or I've been also told by a few people that I loved, people think you're weird when you just talk to them like that. And so in that moment, when you were saying that, I thought, oh my gosh, I used to just pour my love into everything I did. And until I got busy and I allowed other people's opinions affect me. So I just in this moment am setting the intention right now to be more present when I stand in lines. That's simple as that. Just to be more present. Doesn't mean I have to do anything. I'm not going to fakely tell someone I like their shoes if I don't. I'm just going to be more present and in tune with the person in front of me or the person behind me and just see what happens.
Yeah. And, you know, to all the people who never, you know, Brooke, everybody's not you and me. You and I would talk to people in line elevators everywhere. But everybody doesn't want to do that. And we're not telling you you have to. But what would it mean to be energetically present to the people around you, right? Even if you don't
say a word,
you're, you know, really of a nature that doesn't make you want to talk to everybody you see.
And what you just said, Lynn, was frequency 500, the movement. Because if you're just energetically present in line and you're not speaking and you're not talking and you're not doing anything, but if your cuppeth is full, you know what I'm saying? And you are aligned and you are in that awareness mode and line mode. And if you feel good, and you can hold that, and there's someone in line next to you or in front of you that's going through something or that's struggling with something, and you don't even talk to them, the calibration can start to happen. If you stay strong, don't let yourself calibrate to them. Stay in your power and let them feel something good they haven't felt before. And they probably will never, ever know what just happened. They won't even maybe even be aware of it, but I guarantee you, because that they have science to prove that they will calibrate a bit to it. I mean, if you stand there for too long, their hearts will start beating at the same rhythm, right?
Yeah, that's right. Or they may turn around and talk to you because they may be just that attracted to your positive energy that they're like, what's going on behind me, and turn around and talk to you or whatever. And you know, this whole idea of the movement, I'm so glad you said that word again, Brooke, because I want to say this before we wrap up, because I know that you and I could stay on here and talk all day, and it's a podcast and this is supposed to have a limited time frame. But this idea of frequency 500 and the idea of frequency 500, not only as a podcast, not only as a mission, but also as a movement, it's not about Lynn and Brooke talking, thank goodness. It is not about just whatever wisdom we think to bring to the table, right? It is about all of us being willing to show up and align with the things at the higher end of the map of consciousness, right? The starting with courage and generosity and love and just aligning with those higher powers, right? And not living in the world through pure force of anger and grief and trauma and all the things that are lower on that scale. And so when we all do it together, it becomes a movement. And you know, we said it last time, I want to be sure we say it somehow every time, that this is not about anything but contributing frequency of a higher nature to the world. And if one person who hears our voices this week decides to walk through the world a friendlier person, that's what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if one person decides to make sure their cup is full,
yes.
And that is what this is about.
I love that analogy too, right? You can't let your cup overflow until you've made sure you got enough for you in it, right? But here's the thing that goes with that. It never costs us anything to smile. It never costs us anything to just look at somebody and choose to look at them through the eyes of love. No matter what, no matter where you see them, no matter what judgment came up in your head first. Right? That happens to me all the time. Can I just own that? I'm out in the world. I see something or someone. I judge it. I have some story I make up in my head about it. And then I realize I've just done that. And I choose to shift it somehow. I choose to say, how could I see this through love? I choose to just change my perspective, right? And sometimes I'm better at it than others. Can I just admit that it doesn't always, like, I'm not vibrating at 1,000 here, people, right? This is not what we're talking about. And the numbers aren't really so much what's important as it is just getting better. Can we just all intend and have an organizing principle around getting better and vibrating and having a frequency that serves the world, because today it's a little bit better, or this moment, it's a little bit better than it was the last moment. Right. Right.
The moments. Yes. Collective of moments.
Yeah.
This has been fun. This has been a lot of fun already. And I think what we'll have to do is look at a day and just talk all day and then break it down. Yeah. We can't wait to get some of you all out here, right?
That's
like
right.
We want to get some stories in here.
Yeah, let's talk about stories for a minute. Brooke and I love stories, and we want to hear stories from people who have had experiences where they have shifted how they see the world. They've shifted their experience. They've shifted their vibration. They
shifted their reality by shifting their perspective. How you're showing up in the world, how they come alive, right? Like, we want to hear the stories about how we come alive. Cause when we are, cause we talked a lot about today about what we do for others when we do this, but really to focus back in on yourself and ourselves and what we do for ourselves. When we fill up our own cup and we allow ourselves to come alive, we want some of those stories too. Like, hey, I come alive when I did this, and I know this is my purpose because this is how I showed up and this is how I felt. And we want to hear about it.
Yeah. You know, that always reminds me of that Howard Thurman quote about don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive, because what the world needs is more people who've come alive.
Yeah.
So, you know, it goes back to that, what I was saying, we're not asking you to, if it's not your thing to do, to go start some world saving nonprofit, we're asking you, like, do that if it's your thing to do, please. But if it isn't, and for the majority of people, it isn't, right? That I love that question of what makes you come alive. So we're going to be talking about that more. And we want stories about that, about what makes you come alive.
So you can go and submit your story if you'd like to submit it and let us share it on the website. And so there, if you go to the website and you click submit, share your story, you can go in there and you can either drop a video link if you want to do it through video, or if you want to do it through written, you can just fill out the form and let us know if we can read it. We don't have, and read it or not when we're on these when we're on these episodes.
Yeah. Beautiful. And
all right. Awesome. Lynn. I am so thankful. I could not tell you how much I was excited about today. 2 weeks felt like forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but anyway, so I'm excited about, I was excited. When I woke up, I was like, oh, guess what today is? We get to record our next episode. So
it's
I'm excited.
500 days.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who is listening and being on this journey. And even if it's just a moment that you felt good, I'm so happy for you.
Absolutely. See you next time.
Bye.